Take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 7 this evening. Have you ever been traveling and you had to decide, you know, which exit am I going to take? Maybe you had directions written down and you were thrown for a loop. You came and it said the exit and you're like, this doesn't seem quite right. Maybe there's an A and there's a B exit. And it's like, which one should I take? And you take one exit to find out it's the wrong exit. And it's one of those exits you can't just get on and off on, and now you've gone the wrong way, and you're going to waste all this time having to get back on the right way. Here in Matthew chapter 7, we find a very important decision that each person needs to make in life. There is an entryway, there's a gate. We find it leads to a way. There's a way in life. We find that that way leads to a certain destination. At the end of Matthew chapter 7, it says in verse 28, it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." It says, "For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." In verse number 13, Christ makes an authoritative statement. He makes a command. He says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You can imagine the Lord Jesus Christ teaching this to people. And they were astonished at his doctrine. He commanded them what to do. He said, "Enter in, enter ye in at the straight gate." The idea here is something that is narrow. The idea of straight is something narrow, smaller. There could have been, you know, the gate of the city, there had been a main gate that everyone could enter in. But there may have been some smaller places of entry. He says, "Enter ye in at the straight, at the narrow gate." He says, "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." First of all, we find that you must choose the right entrance. One entrance is narrow. One entrance is broad. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The entryway is one that is narrow. It's not a broad entry. You know, the broad has the sense, you know, it's an easy access. There's lots of space. There's an easy entryway. It's not difficult to enter through it. You know, if one just stays on the normal pathway of life, he'll enter through the broad gate. There's really nothing that you have to do to enter the broad gate. It's the gate that everyone naturally goes through. But the narrow way is different. The narrow way is different. Over in Luke chapter 13, I should say the narrow gate is different. Luke chapter 13. And verse number 24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. It says strive. The word there, strive, is the word agonizomai. The word where we maybe get our word agonize from. All right, there's a great deal of effort that is involved in this. You know, you go out on soul winning and you meet people, and many of them are just what? They're just kind of going along their merry way in life. They have no real thought of eternal life. I mean, they think about it here and there, but they're putting no effort, no energy into making sure that they're on the right way, that they've gone through the right gate. They're just kind of going along in life. We talked to somebody on Monday night, and he's a very friendly man. And I mean, in one way, he's giving more thought to it and more striving than most people, because he let us talk to him for a while. You know, he mentioned Paul has gone over there and visited with him as well. You know, but still, there's just a lack of maybe energy of the realization of the severity of the seriousness of the decision that is at hand. It says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. This is a serious decision. Think of those people at the UW campus. Boy, they are a serious eternal decision that is confronting them. And they need to realize that, boy, this is something that I need to give my attention to. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. There is a very important entrance. And there's only one way, one entryway, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. How important it is to start at a young age so that children understand the importance of the decision to choose the right entryway. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Don't wait. Parents, take that time. Make sure your children are grounded in God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There is an entryway, and Christ said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. It is not a decision to fool around with. It is not a decision to think that it's something that can be lightly made. Enter ye in at the straight gate. He says, why should we? It says, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. There's another choice that can be made. The choice that everyone is on. Wide is the gate. There's easy access. There's lots of space. It's the general direction that all people, except for the saving, apart from the saving work of Jesus Christ in their lives, are on. There's a broad way. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 25 through 27 paints a picture of part of that broad way. And this is the passage on the strange woman. Proverbs chapter 7, will begin in verse 24. It says, hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. It says, let not thine heart decline to her ways. You know, part of that way, that broad way of destruction, is the way of the strange woman. We live in a society in which there are many strange women. We live in a society in which people are dressing like strange women. And it is part of the broad way. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, part of that broad way is man's own system for determining right and wrong, apart from the Word of God. You know, you have your own system of right and wrong. You know, Monday night, one young man said he's going to go to heaven based on his good character. He obviously had his own what? He had his own system of right and wrong. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, this way does not require thought. It fits in with the thinking of the day. You know, we live in a day and age in which, unfortunately, even many Christians are beginning to just not give thought or thinking to the decisions that they make. And they're being influenced by the broad way that is out there. And we need to realize that this broad way has a destination, and that destination is destruction. I wonder, are you beginning to buy into this broad way? The broad way has easy access. There's a lot of people on it. It doesn't require much thinking. Our human deceitful, wicked heart naturally gravitates to the broad way. But the Spirit of God is grieved by the broad way. And a heart that has been changed by the Spirit of God will come into confrontation with the broad way. We live in a day and age in which Christians are succumbing to the music, you know, the dress, the styles, all different things of the broad way. Instead of stepping back and saying, what does the Bible say? Why are all these things happening? Just getting sucked right into it. You know, when there is a lot of things moving in one direction, you know, what naturally happens? The things outside of it get what? Get sucked right in. You know, there's a broad way. There's a stream of people on that broad way. And the natural thing is for what? People to be sucked right into that. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 8 tells us to beware of these wrong philosophies. Colossians 2 verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You know, there's a broad way. Spurgeon, there was a downgrade controversy. There was the battle against liberalism. You know, in his own the Baptist Union there, I believe there was only, I can't remember the exact vote totals, but it was like 4 that voted against, and Spurgeon was one of them, and I think there was around 200, I don't know the exact number, but it was a huge number. And you know, it was what? There was a broad way and there was a narrow way. Hardly, we look at, you know, people look back at Spurgeon and think, wow, what a great preacher. You know, but in his day, guess what? There was a lot of people that probably didn't think he was that great of a preacher. And all sorts of preachers probably thought he wasn't a very great preacher. You know, people now look back, and there's probably people in certain circles that if they lived in Spurgeon's day would not have the same opinion of Spurgeon that they have today, because they're not people that are willing to stand for separation. And today they would probably, back then, they'd probably have a completely different opinion of him than they do now. But if they lived in the day and age in which they which Spurgeon stood against the broad way, they probably would have a hard time associating with him. But now he's maybe his name is out there, and many people think highly of him, so there it's more easy to associate with his name. But back then, there's a lot of them that probably wouldn't have. There's a broad way, and there is a narrow way. But as we think of the narrow way, the second word, there's the broad, there is the narrow gate, but also says that there is a narrow way. And I'd like to look at a few Bible passages that use the second word in this passage. All right, so if you go back to the passage, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. All right, it has the idea of straight there as a sense of narrow. But in verse number 14, it says, because straight is the gate, and then it says, and narrow is the way. Let's look at, as we look at verse number 14, narrow is the way. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, we are troubled on every side. There's the word for narrow. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. All right, so the Apostle Paul is showing the great, the trouble, the anguish that he went through in living out the life of a minister of the gospel. He was troubled on every side. He was forced in a narrow, confined place, but he wasn't distressed. Hebrews 11:37, the chapter on faith. Hebrews 11 and verse number 37. As we think of this narrow way, here we find another instance of this word. This time it's used, it's translated as the word afflicted. It says they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. This is a description of the narrow way. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Verse 38 says, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. You know, this life of faith that's described in Hebrews 11 is another description of the narrow way. Notice these people. These people were not what? They were not popular people. It says they were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. And Christ said, this is the way that you're supposed to go in. But many do not choose it because it is difficult. They'd rather be on the broad way, the easy way. It is a way of affliction. And one thing I want to emphasize in the message is that if you're a believer tonight, this is the pathway that Christ has for us. A disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, is on the narrow way. That pathway that isn't always popular. You know, you're going to make the right decision for God. Guess what? You're going to make an unpopular decision. And you're going to have to be willing to stand for what is unpopular. Are you going to be willing to do that? That is the narrow way. It is the pathway that those in Hebrews chapter 11 walked on. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse number 4. This passage, the narrow is translated as tribulation. Let's begin in verse 3. It says that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. even as it came to pass, and ye know. The narrow way, it's not an easy way. It's a difficult way. It's an unpopular way. But, thirdly, we must realize the destination. One is life. The other is destruction. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse number 19, a familiar verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You know, each person has two choices confronting them, life or death. There is a pathway of life, and there is a pathway of destruction. You know, it is a decision that one makes, but it's also a pathway that must be constantly chosen, the narrow way. You know, dads, you're making decisions for your family every day. Which way are you choosing? Have you chosen the narrow way? It's a reminder that we need to make for ourselves. You know, there is a narrow way and there is a broad way. One's popular, one's unpopular. One's easy, one's difficult. One has maybe a lot of benefits now, but one has benefits for life eternal. What pathway do you find yourself on this evening? The broad way or the narrow way? Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us in this sinful world in which we live. Lord, to realize that if we're saved, Lord, we're on the narrow pathway. Lord, help us to make those decisions that would be honoring and pleasing to you. Lord, help us to stand for unpopular choices. Help us to live for the truth. Lord, even though friends or family may be going in a different direction, help us to see, Lord, the destination that each decision will bring us to. Lord, I pray that if tonight there are some that have not chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, that they would realize that tonight and choose to enter in at the straight gate. Lord, we pray that daily in our lives we would recognize the broad way. And Lord, that we would not want anything to do with it. Lord, except to see those that are on it brought to the narrow gate. Lord, may you help us to have the discernment that we need in this day and age in which we live to make the right decisions. Lord, to be able to be willing to stand for you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.